Going back to the first part of today's daf, and then Be'ezer Hashem, second half will segue into tomorrow and the next daf. But going back now to the beginning of the daf, and that is, somebody saw Metzia. In the first Mishnah, he tells his friend, will you go pick it up for me? And the person goes and he picks it up. If he says that I was zoich in it for myself, according to one man domer, even if later he decides to change his mind, he'd be able to keep it. Yet another Mishnah on Daf Yudam Adalef, where someone saw a Metzia, he jumped on it, but he didn't actually make a kinyan in it. If someone else goes and he makes the kinyan, that second person's going to be koina. What happened to kinyan Dalet Amis? So either because he fell on it, so he showed that he doesn't want to be zoichin with his Dalet Amis, or it could be, being that it was in Rosh Hashanah, in Rosh Hashanah, you don't have the halacha of kinyan Dalet Amis. On Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the very first Amud of the Masechta. So the Mishnah began, Shnai Moichsim Betalas. Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia. Ze Oimer Kula Shali, Ze Oimer Kula Shali. The Gemara asked that why did the Mishnah have to say, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia, Ze Oimer Kula Shali, Ze Oimer Kula Shali? Luchura, the Mishnah could have just said, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia. The Gemara's initial understanding of the Mishnah was that the Mishnah is presenting two cases of two people that were Oichsim Betalas. In one case, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia, and in the other case, Ze Oimer Kula Shali, Ze Oimer Kula Shali. And the Gemara's kasha was, why do you need two cases? Just tell me one case. So the Gemara had a whole shakla v'tarya. The Gemara says, no, really, it's one case. Really, what the person's saying is, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia V'Kula Shali, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia V'Kula Shali. So the Gemara said, well, if it's really only one case, so why is it being so wordy? I hear it. You don't have an extra case, but you still have extra words. Let him just say, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia. So the Gemara said, no, if you would have said, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia, you would have thought, My Mitzisia Risia. You would have thought that maybe a person could be zoicha in a mitzia simply by seeing it first. And it's for that reason the Tana of the Mishnah, Lohoitzim Miliban, said, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia V'Kulishali. V'Kulishali is a Mishnah Yaseira, to show that I didn't just see it first, because I understand seeing in and of itself is not going to work. But it was Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia V'Kulishali. I was the first person to make a kinyan. But the Gemara had a follow up question. The Gemara said, if that's the case, let it just say, Ze Oimer Kula Shali. Why does it even have to say, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because it's Dafka from the Riboy Haloshen of Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia, the Kula Shali, that I know that if a person sees a Mitzia, you can't simply be Zoich in the Mitzia by seeing it, but rather you would actually have to make a Kinyan in it. So that's why it said, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosia, the Kula Shali. Why? To teach me a very important halacha, that if you see a lost object, that doesn't mean it's yours. You actually have to make a king. The Gemara had a problem with that as well. Because of that, the Gemara said, Chadim Mitzia v'chadim Mecha Chamemka. But without the technical difficulties, the Gemara was very comfortable learning the Mishnah. Ze Oimer Ani Mitzasiya. Ze Oimer Ani Mitzasiya. Ze Oimer Kula Shali. Ze Oimer Kula Shali. The wordiness of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah Yaseir is coming to teach me that if a person simply sees a Mitzia, you can't be zoich in it. And you would physically have to pick it up in order to have any schos. Frey toisvis, on dach beis amin aleph, abom bekasha, dibra maschol, beria ba'al makona. How could you tell me that I need a Mishnah Yaseir on dach beis amin aleph to teach me that if a person sees a mitzia, he's not zoich in it, you actually have to make a kinyan? I know it from two Mishnayos. The two Mishnayos that we learned today. I know from the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Beis, and I know from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Hayu roichem al gabi behema v'ros ha-metziyo. And he told the guy to pick it up. Ha-magbi ha-metziyo l'chaveri, kona chaveri, loy kona chaveri, tchilo, loy tchilo. Next Mishnah, ros ha-metziyo. He saw the metziyo, and he fell on it. He's not zoich in it. What happened to Dalet Amis? What happened to Re'iyo? The Teretz is ros ha-metziyo in and of itself doesn't mean anything. So, Frank Toisvis, that I need a Mishnah Yaseira here on Daf Beis Amud Aleph to teach me that Mitzisiyah doesn't mean Reisiyah. I know it from the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Beis. I know it from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Toisvis has a Teretz based on Pshat in our Gemara. What we learned today, Ayin Shom. But it's Yidua at the Beis HaLevi, and this is in Chelik Gimel, it's Simin Memhe. He said a Teretz to answer Toisvis Kasha. The Rush, right in the beginning of Shnayim Oichsim, it's the first words of the Rosh in the Sechtes Bava Metziah. Shnayim Oichsim Betalas. Ze Oimer Ani Mitzasiyah, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzasiyah. Zok the Rosh, this talis was a talis that was found in an Irshe Ruboy Akram. It was a city that was Roiv Akram. Why? Because Stam Talis says the Rosh has a simen. And being that Stam Talis has a simen, if a person sees a talus on the street, the halach is not a reel shalai. The halach is chayv lahachris. And if the Mishnah says, shnai moichsam a talus, zel oimer animitz osiyo, and as a result it's mine, kula shali, vizel oimer animitz osiyo, and as a result it's mine, bal korchach, it's a talus, where even if it has a simen, the halach is harei elu shalai. And if that's the case, Zokter Rosh, it has to be talking about a talus that was in a city that was Roi Vakum. Because if it's not Roi Vakum, then the halacha would be Chayv Lahachris. Oh, Roi Vakum is different. Why is Roi Vakum different? Because we know the halacha is that even though there's a whole sugya about Gezel Akum, the censored sugya, but at the same time, Avedas Akum is Mutter. It's a Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, quoted by Rashi here in Bava Metzia, Daf Beis Amid Aleph. So being that Avedas Akum is Mutter, so there, even if it has a simen, it doesn't matter. To the extent that it's an Aveda, Bechahai Gavna, it's already going to be okay. Says the Beis Halevi, I want to say a chiddush. I want to say that although it's true that you see from the Mishnayos that we learned today, Tesam Beis and Yudam Aleph, that Re'iyah is not koina by a Metziah, maybe the only time Re'iyah is not koina by a Metziah is if the Metziah belonged to a Yid. If it belonged to a Yid, even when the halacha is Harei Elu Shaloi, it could be a Zasot Metziah, you can't be koina with Re'iyah Ba'alma. There you would have to make a schos. And that's why we have the two Mishnayos of Ros HaMetziah. In one case he told someone to do it, in the other case he fell on it, but the Re'iyah itself didn't work. Because we're talking about a Metziah of a Yid. And a Metziah of a Yid over there, Re'iyah, is not going to be koina. However, maybe a Metziah of a Goy is different. And by the Metziah of a Goy, it could be Re'iyah is Zoicha. And that was Pshat in the Shaklev here on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that the Gemara said that maybe the reason it said Animit Sosiyah V'Kula Shali, even though it's a Mishnah Yaseir, it's a little bit wordy, it's to teach me the Beriyah Ba'al Moloi Sagi. Freik Toysus, I know Riyah Ba'al Moloi Sagi. I know from Daf Tessa, from Daf Yud, I know from today's Daf, the Teretz is Tessa, Yud is talking about a Metziah of a Yid. A Metziah of a Yid, it could be that you can't be Zoich in it. But a Metziah of a Goy, maybe you would think Riyah would work. Kamash Malon, this Sugya, not Zok Tabeis Alevi, Ubezem Yoshe, with this, he can be Miyash of Toysus Kasha. Toysus asked the kasha that why do I need this Mishnah to teach me that Riyah is not Zoicha? Don't I know it from Tess and Yud? The Teretz is Loiter Rosh. Over there, maybe it's talking about the Metziah of a Yid. There's no reason to think otherwise. Over here, we know it's talking about the Metziah of a guy because Shnai Moichsen B'Talis, there it doesn't say what it was. Here it was a Talis. Zeh Oimer Ani Metzosiyah, Zeh Oimer Ani Metzosiyah, Chayiv Lahachris. The Teretz is, it's an Irish Rubayakum. Irish Rubayakum, an Aved of a guy. Maybe over there, there'd be a Havamina that Riyah is worth. The question is, what's the Svara? What is the svara to be mechalek between the mitziah of a yid where the halacha is harei elu shaloi versus the mitziah of a guy where the halacha is harei elu shaloi? But the teretz or the beer in the Beis Halevi l'chayrus pasha, and that is it's yodua, the chiddush of the nesivus in Simen Reish Samach Beis, and although this is known in Koisle Beis Medrash as the chiddush of the nesivus, Miktsai says it as well in Simen Tof Vav. Nesivus says it much more ba'arichos, but this is Ktsois HaChoshen, the Nesivus HaMishpat, the Amri Travayu. They both say the same exact Yisoid, and that is that although it's Mavur, that Yiyush works Mitam Hefker, stating that there's a fundamental difference between Hefker and Yiyush, which only works Mitam Hefker. If a person makes something Hefker, the person, the moment he's Mafker that item, relinquishes his rights to this item. He has no schus in it right now. If he wants to be zoich in it, meaning he has remorse, so go make a kinyan like anybody else would have to make a kinyan. But right now, you're no more a balabas in this item than any other person is because you gave up your rights to it. It's hefker. Yiyush works mitam hefker, but yiyush is different. By yiyush, there's a hefker element in the sense that if somebody wants to be zoich in it, that person could be zoich in it. Just like if a person wants to be zoich in hefker, he could be zoich in hefker. Stating that until the person is actually zoich in it, it's still in the reshus of the miyayish. So that by hefker, if anyone wants to be zoich in it, he could be zoich in it. But also, if the owner wants to be zoich in it, he has to be zoich in it. Because he relinquished his rights as soon as he was mafker it. Yish is mitam hefker, which means that it has the tchunas hanefesh of hefker, that if somebody wants to be zoich in it, he could be zoich in it. But until somebody is zoich in it, it remains in the reshus, it remains 100% in the possession of the person that actually owns this mitziah. The reason the Nesivus said this yisoid was to explain, Taisis muches very much, in the beginning of Perek Merubah and all the sugyas that deal with Yiyush, we know that Yiyush Ba'aveda is koina, right? We're learning the sugyas of Metziah, we're about to learn Eilu Metzias in the not too distant future. Eilu Metzias 101 is Yish. That if somebody owns something, he's Miyash. If somebody picks it up, he could be Zoich in it. There's a major machloikis on Meiram where the Yish also is Koina when it comes to Gneva and when it comes to Gzela. Meaning, if someone's a Ganef and then the owner is Miyash, are you Koina or you're not Koina? Yolti Yish Koina, Yolti Yish is not Koina. Right? Kanayim v'shachiv rabba v'loham also. You learn Perek Meruba, every Amoyra Kamad had an opinion whether Yish is Koina, whether Yish is not Koina. By Aveda, everybody holds Yish is Koina. But when it comes to Gneva and Gzela, not everybody holds that Yish is Koina. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, by Aveda, it's Betera Asaliyade. But by Gneva and Gzela, it was Bisura Asaliyade. I mean that the person picked it up, Bisura, so it's for that reason, it's not posh, not everybody holds that Yish is going to be Koina. But Toises Muches, who cares if it was Betera Asaliyade, it's Bisura Asaliyade. Right now, you are Mafgarit. So if you are Mafgarit, Yush is mitam hefker, so you're out. So if you're out, I got it be'isser. Who cares? Lamaisa, it's hefker now. So if right now it's hefker, vos get me wrong. So Toises famously says that vice tois that Yush is einoike hefker gomer. But the kasha is why does it make a difference that it was bisur asaliyade? At the end of the day, Yush is doch mitam hefker, and being that Yush is mitam hefker, if somebody wants to be zoich in it right now, he could be zoich in it. And because the mi was bisur asaliyade, it should be any worse. Just explain it a little bit better. When we say Yish is not Koina, coming off the heels of Bava Kama, when you say Yish is not Koina, what does that mean? So it means that the Ganav and the Gazel is not Koina the thing that he stole. Asher Alkein, you have a Chiv Heshev. The Heshev is like Zela, Asher Gazel. It means Gezel V'loin Nisi Ashua Bailin. If you hold Yish is not Koina, even Gezel V'Nisi Ashua Bailin, Shneim Enim Yechayim Lahakdish. Zelefi Sheinu Shloiv, Zelefi Sheinu Beshusa. Meaning, it means that the Nigza still has a Schus in it. If Yish is Hefker, then how does the Nigzal have a schus in it? He was Mafkerit. He's Ois Kapolich Macher. He doesn't have any schus in it. You want to tell me the Gazlin was Bisura Asul Yadeh? How is the Nigzal of Balabas over here? At the end of the day, he gave up on it. At the end of the day, he was Miyayish, soaked in his sivis. It's mucha from all of this that Yish mitam hefker enochinami in the sense that if somebody wants to be zoich in it, this person would be able to be zoich in it. But kol kama you're not zoich in it, it's mine. And being that kol kama you're not zoich in it, it's mine. So there's a shulchan aruch then of how you have to be zoich in it. Because it's only hefker when you're zoich in it. So Avifel was Bisura Asaliyade. So now that Maisa Schiyah in this item is a flawed Maisa Schiyah, and therefore it's not going to work. And that's why even if the Bailam is Miyayish, then Nigzal still has a schus in it, in the sense that there's a Chiyah, Behesh, Zakzeh, Asher Gazan, you have all the Perek Meruba, and Agoy Zalait, some sugyas. Because at the end of the day, he has a Shayat Hefker. Hefker, you don't have Shaykhis to. It's true, Hefker, you don't have Shaykhis to. But this is not Hefker Gober. So in other words, the Nesivas and the Ktsois, they said this grossy aside, and that is Yushas Mitam Hefker, in the sense that Kalakoidim Zacha. But at the same time, there's a fundamental difference. The fundamental difference is that Hefker, the moment the person's mafker this item, it's not as Rishus anymore. As opposed to Yish, even after Yemiyayish, it still remains in your Rishus. The Nesiva says that what would be the Makar to this distinction? Chayre needs a Makar. He said, what would be the Makar to this distinction? So he said, I think the Makar is Pashit. What's the Makar to Hefker? How do you know Hefker? What is the source to the idea of Hefker? Hefker is a Chiddush. How do you a person could just relinquish his rights? So Chazal say, we know it from the Parsha of Shemitah, that in Shemitah, the Torah is Mafker, and that's where you see this whole concept of Hefker. How do you know that Yish is Koina? By Aveda. How do you know Yish is Koina? So the Nesivus quotes Tosfos above a Kama, Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph, that says that it's learnt out from the word Simla. V'chein tasa l'chamoyroi, v'chein tasa l'simlosoi, v'chein tasa l'chol avidus ochicha ashtoiva mimenu umetzosa, lo'y suchan l'sale. And mas simla miyuchede sh'yesh lo simonim sh'ein ha'baylam misyashin. So too, the only time you have a chiv v'heshev is if the baylam wasn't miyayish. But if the baylam is miyayish, you would have a chiv. It's a different makar. The makar to hefker is shmita. The makar to yish is mas simla. Says the nesivas hafla v'fela. Shmita, a person's field becomes hefker. Hefker lagami. It's not yours. You have no schia in your peiris when it comes Shemitah. That's why hefker, which is learned out from Shemitah, mirrors that idea. But what's the makar to Yish V'chein tassel l'chamer, v'chein tassel l'sim losoi, v'chein tassel l'chol avedas achicha, ashen toivad mimenu umatzasa. What does the Gemara say in Bava Metzia, dat beza mar aleph umatzasa? Dasoi liyode mashma. It means it was already in Yeshus. That means the whole mekar that Yish is koina is when it's umatzasa. And that's why the gedder of how Yish koina works is when I have it in my Rishus, I can be zoichin it. But until I'm zoichin it, it's not considered mine. But al kapanim, there's a very, very important distinction between the way Hefker works and between the way Yish works. Hefker, it's out of my Rishos immediately. As opposed to Yish, it's in my Rishos. There's just halacha that if you go now and you make a kinyan, the kinyan's actually going to work. But until the moment that you make a kinyan, it's actually still in the Rishos of the Balabas. It's still in the Rishos of this person, even though he was Miyayish. It doesn't matter. It's still in his Rishos. Yish just gives you a gerech that when you pick it up and you make the kinyan, that kinyan is going to be a kinyan. I think Pshat and the Beis Halevi's Pashit. This, there's a very big difference between the Metziah of a Yid and between the Metziah of an Eina Yehudi. The Metziah of a Yid, you could be Zoichin based on the Parish of Yiyosh. Masim l'miyuchedes. It's based on the Parish of Yiyosh. The Aveda of a Goy, the fact that you could be Zoichin, that's learned out from a Pasuk. It says Achicha. And mean that it says Achicha, we know his Indian is Hefker. Gezel Akim is not even clear whether or not is a problem. But that's Pashat. Aveda of an Akim is Hefker Gomer. This whole lumdus of the Nesivis and the Ktsayis, this is only true by a Yid. When you're coming to with the parish of Yiyush, Yiyush is a special Chiddush HaTorah that it's only yours to be Zoichin it when you're Zoichin it. But until you're Zoichin it, the Nigzal has full, or the person that lost this item, he has full bailus over, he has full shlit in it. The aveda of a guy is hefker. If somebody wants to be zoichin, right, we've spoken this out, there's no gezel akum when it comes to aveda, right? That's always the shiloh. What about the gezel akum in every aveda? Teretz says there's no gezel akum. Hit the mamoinam, right? This is something that if you want to go ahead and take, this is something that you'd be allowed to go ahead and take. If that's the case, yesh loimar, that although it's true, although it's true that you see from the Mishnah Daf Tes Amid Beis, and although it's true you see in the Mishnah Daf Yud Amid Aleph, that Ra'as HaMitziah in and of itself doesn't work. Zokta Beis HaLevi, there's Makim to say that's only if the Mitziah, the Aveda, belong to a Yid. Being that it belonged to a Yid, so right now you want to take something out of somebody's Rishus with Re'iyah, Re'iyah is not enough to be Mitzi something out of somebody's Rishus. Just like Re'iyah doesn't work for Mekach HaMemker, it's not going to work for a Mitziah either. However, in our Mishnah of Shnai Mikes and the Talis, where the Rosh said it's talking about, it was an Irish Rubai Akum. Why does it have to be a Yishru Bayakum? Because a talis is a Dovah Shiyesh by Simen. And if Ani Mitzosiyo means Kula Shali, then Balkarchach it's a Dovah Shiyesh. And Balkarchach is a Yishru Bayakum. We're dealing with real Hefker. Real Hefker. Oh, I would have thought Hefker that it's in nobody's Rishus right now. Where my Ria is not being Maitzit from somebody's Rishus. My Mia is. The Ria is being Maitzit from Hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody. Maybe the Ria would work. Mashmalan, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That's the teretz of Taisus Kasha. Not stam mechilik like Kasha. Here we're talking about the aved of a yid. Here we're talking about the aved of a god. There's a fundamental difference between the aved of a yid and the aved of a god. The aved of a yid belongs to the yid until the minute you're zoichin it. So there's makim to say can be zoichin with Ria. Even though at the time of the Ria it's going to become hefker, but it doesn't matter. Right now I have to take it out of your rishos. I can't take something out of your rishos to the extent that all I have is Ria. Our Mishnah, it's in nobody's rishos. And it's nobody's for sure, that's something that you'd be able to do.